We're continuing Kayodim Klalchov, Simon Dalet, and we discussed the appropriate response to Moedim, to Baruchu, to Kaddish, to an Aliyah. Now we're going to discuss the appropriate response to Kedusha. So the Kayodim says, Kedusha, Yishtek B'Yishma Me'achazin. So with Kedusha, you do not say the paragraph of Nekadesh, but you should listen to it and hear from the Chazan. So the truth is, Mikra Adin, and this is the meaning by some Kehilus, that the Tzibur has no need to say Nekadesh. Nekadesh really is the Hazmana of the Chazan to the Tzibur to say Kedusha. And so, like we mentioned before by Kaddish, that the first paragraph is the Chazan inviting everybody to say Yeshmer Rabba. Over here, it's the Chazan inviting everybody to say the Pasuk of Kadosh, etc. So really, that's a responsibility on the Chazan, and that's why there's a minig in some kehilas that only the Chazan says it and nobody else. So even though our minig in many places is to say it with the Chazan, but by in the middle of Birchus Kriyas Shema, which is not Mikra Adin, Mikra Adin, he should really actually just be hearing it from the Chazan. So obviously, there's no reason why he should interrupt the Birchus Kriyas Shema to say it. One question which comes up is really a side issue that the Chazan really should be careful to say it loud enough that the people can hear him. Even though the people are saying it with him, it's still appropriate that the Chazan invites the Tzibur to say the phrase of the Kadesh. So a person has a strong voice, he can say it together with the Tzibur. A person has a weaker voice, so maybe a person should actually wait till the Tzibur is quieting down before he starts saying the whole phrase of the Kadesh, not just the last few words. Just waiting until everybody's quiet and saying because El Zevi Amar is not an intelligible statement. We say the whole phrase, let us be Mekadosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like they do, the Malachim do, and the Malachim say X, so that makes sense. But because El Zevi Amar, I don't know what that phrase means. What is that phrase supposed to be saying to us? So it would be appropriate that the Chazan should say it in such a way that the Tzibur could hear clearly that he's inviting them to say the Pasuk of Kadosh, etc. So if that's true in general, so during Birchus Kriyas Shema, the person would just listen to the Chazan say Kadosh, the Kadesh, and then he'll respond with Kadosh. So a person says Kadosh, 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 Hashem, Samakos, Malach, Lord, Kaboidoi. He says that Pasuk. But Yishtok is quiet. He does not say what's found in between that and the next part. So in Shabbos, that could be, or in Yom Tov, we add in extra phrases over there, also called Rash Gadol, or Kodem Alei Olam, something of that sort. Or even in the regular weekday, we say Lomasom Baruch Yomeru. None of that is said by the person who's in the middle of Birchus Kriyas Shema. He's quiet. Liana Baruch Kavod Hashemim Kamoy. And then he responds with Baruch Kavod Hashemim Kamoy. So he says those two psukim. It does not say the phrase of Yimloch. Shein Mikra Kedusha, because Yimloch is not considered a primary part of Kedusha, and therefore it's not necessary for him to say it. Now, you should be aware that some opinions do see that Yimloch is a primary part of Kedusha, so it's a Machloikus. So since it's a Machloikus, you cannot say it. However, since it's a Machloikus, we want you to be Yotze it, so the person should hear from the Chazan the phrase of Yimloch. He should listen to the Chazan when he says Yimloch. So we want the person to listen to the Chazan when the Chazan says the Kadesh. So here is the invitation of the Chazan. He says Yimloch. He says Kadosh himself. He says Baruch Kavod Hashemim Kamoy himself. And Yimloch is quiet and he hears it from the Chazan. And again, the Chazan should say it in such a way that the Tzibur is able to hear him. And we assume that automatically the Chazan has a mind to might see anybody who's hearing, as opposed to a regular individual in the Tzibur, which we do not make that assumption. Okay. So that's the general. That's the rule of how to answer to Kedusha. The next question, which the Kayadim deals with, is whether it's appropriate to say Amen or not. Now, to understand the question, we'll go through the halachas Beis Hashem tomorrow. But to understand the question, we have to understand that this Amen is not a davar shebe Kedusha. It's a holy thing. But when we say this idea that it's a davar shebe Kedusha, we mean something which requires a minion to say it, etc. So the Amen is a halacha. You say Amen to a bracha. So you should say Amen to a bracha. Well, I'm middle of davening already. Why should I interrupt my davening to say Amen to a bracha when I'm busy davening? Or you say with mitzvah, potim and a mitzvah. There's no reason why I should interrupt my davening to daven some more. I'm busy davening X. I don't just stopping davening X and say why. So if it's a davening of kedusha, which is a higher level of kedusha, we say we interrupt for the higher level of kedusha. But if it's not a higher level of kedusha, there's really no reason to answer amen. That would seem to be the understanding of the chayotim, that the chayotim does not hold. You do not say amen to brachas, except with a few exceptions. So Be'ez Hashem, we will see that tomorrow.